cutie.
We made eye contact. Missed connections.
That was me staring.
You know, there's only two places to find true love in this world.
Oh, yeah?
One is under the back table at a Denny's during Sunday Salisbury steak night.
Oh, wow.
Highly recommended.
Apparently.
I'm telling you. The other is on the pages of Craigslist.org. We scour that website every week to find the best that Craigslist Misconnections has to offer. These are some of the best misconnections that we've found. This first misconnection is titled, Your Kid Hit My Kid. Woman for Man 34, Chuck E. Cheese.
Oh, God. You just had to say the location and it made sense.
Says, I took my 8-year-old to Chuck E. Cheese for his birthday party last night and let him play in the ball pit while mommy got some adult beverages.
Oh, my God.
After my second pitcher of Bud Light, I thought I heard a noise that sounded like my son.
Uh-oh.
Turns out it was him crying like a baby goat like he always does.
Does anyone else picture this woman drinking straight from the pitcher, too?
Yeah.
After I kissed his tears with my beer breath and asked him what happened, he snitched on your janky-looking kid.
I love the word janky.
Did she just hate children?
Yeah, just other people's kids, apparently. Apparently, your little devil hit my sweetheart in the head with a plastic ball and didn't say sorry.
Okay, it was you're in the ball pit. That's what happens.
That's when I approached your party table and noticed you sitting there. Not as ugly as I pictured, though.
Oh, ugly.
Almost a compliment.
Yeah. I was planning to drunkenly cuss you out for being a bad role model. But when I saw that great head of hair, I thought twice about it.
That's all it takes.
Uh-huh.
Maybe my buzz was wearing off, but I'll be honest, it did cross my mind that you could be my son's next future daddy.
Oh.
Doesn't sound very appealing.
How many daddies has this boy had?
If you see this, let's have our own pizza party at my place.
Oh.
If you're nice, I'll let you play the at-home version of Whack-A-Mole.
Oh, my God.
Ew,
that is so gross.
That doesn't even sound fun.
I know.
No.
Very violent.
I thought she was going to do another ball pit
joke. No.
Maybe it's no surprise she signed it Scary Carrie.
Oh, that makes sense now.
I bet everyone calls her that.
Even her son.
Yeah.
This next misconnection is titled, We Were Feeding Ducks at the Pond, Man for Woman 82.
Can you
just not read it and move on before they ruin it?
They are going to ruin it.
Location, park bench.
It's so cute.
Says, every Tuesday and Thursday, I head down to the park to feed the ducks.
Aww.
And I thought it was last Thursday I saw you.
Oh,
why do you sound like a really old mobster?
I'm channeling my inner 82-year-old,
I like
Brooke.
It, Jeff. Keep it going, bro.
Was it last Thursday? Maybe it was last Wednesday.
Oh, I can't remember, guys.
What day is it today?
What am I typing right now?
He goes on. You were at least 40 years my junior.
Oh, dang, son.
But for a second, your tight blonde curls made me almost forget about my erectile dysfunction pills.
God.
I smiled. Then you walked over and asked if you could borrow some of my bread.
Oh.
So I pointed you in the direction of the closest store where you could buy a loaf for yourself.
What?
I'm gonna help share, bro.
You know, though, when you get old, you gotta keep everything for yourself. Those Social Security checks aren't as big as they once were.
That's true.
I said it's 7 blocks that way. Just take 2 rights and a left. And you're almost there. You then rudely grabbed the last slice out of my hand and said, I'll take that.
Whoa!
Wait, you just stole bread from an old man who's hitting on you.
For a second, I thought you were a prostitute.
Oh, maybe I'm not anymore.
But then I realized you were a park officer telling me I wasn't allowed to feed the ducks.
That's why she took the bread.
After a 10-minute jabberjaw lecture on the hazards of feeding human food to animals, I just couldn't take it anymore. So I distracted you with a riddle, then took off on my motorized scooter.
Oh, distract her with a riddle?
See you later, coppers. I didn't floor it, though. Instead, you just stood there and yelled, do it again and you'll be fine. $20.
Oh, $20.
Wow, yeah.
Sounds like a hot date to me.
Okay.
That's signed Dell.
Dell.
The best part is he's getting rejected, but he's not going to remember this anymore. Like, he forgot he wrote that letter.
It's fine. There's medication.
So cute.
This next misconnection is titled, You Saw My Future and My Past.
Whoa.
Man for Woman 37 Psychic House.
Okay, that's...
It makes a little more sense.
Yeah, it does.
Your ad on Craigslist sucked me in. It said you were a psychic medium who could help me find my one true love.
Oh,
they
no.
all do.
I was hooked.
Uh-oh.
When we met up at the library, I felt like you and I had a connection like none I'd ever experienced before.
Oh, and you know she's just rolling her eyes like, not again.
Well, not a romantic one, but a psychic one.
Uh-huh.
And I was ready for anything.
Uh-huh.
As you turned over the tarot cards, you said my perfect other was a brunette. And that's when I looked at you and said, my mom was a brunette.
What?
And she abandoned me when I was 4.
What? That is not the connection I thought he was going to make, and also a really sad story.
You didn't respond to my comment. Instead, you pulled out your crystal ball and told me you saw a lovely young woman sitting alone in an Italian restaurant. And I instantly told you, my mom loved Italian.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, dude,
I feel like we need to get him therapy, not a psychic. Well,
at least that's what my dad used to tell me. I don't remember, because the last time I saw her was when I was 4 years old.
Yeah, and she walked out on you.
Again, you dismissed my comment and instead asked for a credit card. $130 later, our time was up. And you told me you'd email me the rest, but so far, a week has passed, I still have not received the rest of your reading.
Oh, another woman walked out on him.
Oh, no.
I tried calling your number, but your business line has been disconnected.
Oh, gosh.
If you see this, will you please contact me with any other information about my one true love that's not associated with my mother who left me when I was 4?
Oh, buddy.
I'm getting desperate.
Getting desperate or has been desperate?
That's from Sam.
Yeah, Sam. Bro, I'm sorry.
I want to give Sam a hug.
I know.
That's your misconnections for the week. It's Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.